The expansion of the railroad to the western half of the United States was an important development in our country's history. And to do that, someone had to build it. A new documentary, Metal Road, explores the Navajo people's important role in this industry and its long history. The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with the filmmaker Sarah Del Sarand more about it.
The history of the Navajo people working on the railroads goes back to the post-World War II Southwest, when Hispanic laborers were largely sent back to Mexico under the Bracero program. So the railroad companies went to the trading posts on the Navajo reservation to look for more. Today, there are still many Navajos who work on the railroads. But when I spoke with Del Sarand more about this via Skype, she told me even though she grew up in Flagstaff and is Navajo, she didn't really realize their contribution to this industry. So I asked her to tell us how she found out about her people's involvement in this industry and the long history behind it.
Well, there was an accident that took a dear family member's life. And when I was sort of reeling from this accident, I saw that there were Navajo maintenance workers that had cleaned up the accident site. That, you know, I had to reconcile that. I was thinking, here I lost someone who was very dear to me. And then here are, you know, like part of my people, my relatives who are cleaning up this accident. And then I started to look a little bit more and I start to see that there are maintenance workers all across Arizona and then expanded out to New Mexico. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how is it that I didn't know that there were so many railroad workers coming from our reservation?
So what about this made you want to launch into creating an entire documentary after you find this out?
I think that the work is really difficult and it's invisible to the rest of society. You know, it's like something that we don't pay attention to. And it resonated with me because my brother is a construction worker. He would travel up to North Dakota. And then I started to see, you know, the sort of parallels with these laborers who just bust their butt to provide for their families or to make a livelihood, and they don't seek recognition. They're not looking for publicity. They're not looking for anything but to just build their house or to make a life for themselves, to provide for their family.
Yeah.
And that really resonates.
Yeah. In the trailer for the film, there's a quote that I think is really interesting, and I'm curious what you think about it. It says that Navajos are somehow perfect or made for working on the railroad. Why is that?
So that quote comes from the railroad supervisor, and he really loved his gang. He really loved his men, and he was particularly fond of Navajos. And I think that's because he saw that, you know, Navajos are hardworking. Our lives are not easy. You know, we're traveling great distances. We're outdoors constantly. You know, it's not like we're having an easy situation at home life. And so it's an easy sort of extension of who we are. And it comes from a long history of our parents being hard workers. It's part of a Navajo philosophy. It's hard work and generosity. They don't make excuses. They get up and they go to work.
I wonder, you've talked about highlighting two issues here. One is that the Navajo are a major part of this industry that we don't know anything about, and that they're laborers, and those are often the most economically oppressed people. Why did you want to point that out?
Well, I think that there's sort of a structural violence that happens with people who don't have a whole lot of economic value. Structural violence that keeps us sort of preventing us from meeting our basic needs. Mm-hmm. And you look at the reservation, we have like 8 grocery stores on our reservation. It's the size of West Virginia. Why is that? We still don't have running water. We still don't have electricity. It's a neglect that you can see across the board.
So when people go to see this film, what do you want them to know about these workers and what do you want them to take away from it?
Well, I think that the idea that these men and women, because we did find one Navajo woman who was a railroad worker, they're doing it so that the railroad can be maintained, so it can be safe, so your luxuries, so your TVs and your stuff can be moved from one part of the country to the other. And that's what they're doing. Their function is to make sure that railroad keeps going at all costs. So they're working around the clock. and they're doing it without complaint. And so I think that I wanted to make this film to honor their work.
Sarah Del Cerrand is the director of the new documentary film Metal Road. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us today to talk about this.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the support.